This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Tonight from midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. At 10, Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
That's a peaceful place. In the garden of the Maker is a friend. Listening to the singing of a lonely bird, it's as if they realize in the corners of their eyes they can see their flight is coming to an end. But they'll soon begin. All the natural colors banished from our sight. There'll be no more sunsets in the afternoon, melting softly into night. Only artificial light. Well, I guess that if that's progress, it's alright. But I'll soon be changing.
There's a new compilation out called Spaced Out, The Story of Mushroom Records. That's the British early 70s psychedelic and proggy label, not the Australian label. This one was run by a guy called Vic Keary, and that from it, from that new compilation, Spaced Out, Secondhand, the excellent Secondhand and Funeral. Thanks to Now Playing. I'll be telling you what's coming up in just a moment. You know what? I thought there was an enormous oversight in Six Music's albums of the year in that there was no Richard Dawson. Sleaford Mods were there, and I love Sleaford Mods, but I think Richard is alongside them this year with his album 2020. He's the great chronicler of the dark realities of Britain today. This is beautiful. The Queen's Head.
We're hurrying home from Sheffield, having received a phone call from our tearful nephew, whom we had left in charge. It's happened again, the pub's flooded again. Humber burst its banks this morning.
We've been over to see our man, who's in the later stages of dementia. She didn't understand that we had to go. The whole box of Maltesers got set rolling along. Come hell or high water, how little we are.
up by the derelict primary school. Tied bags for life around our ankles and wade across the playing field through the council estate to the market square. The whole town's come out to stand dumbly about, staring at the filthy water.
The guy from the vape shop ferrying his chocolate labs waves to us cheerily from a leaky kayak. I've lost everything apart from what counts, pointing to his dogs and then at his heart.
Round the fat-headed butcher who's back on his soapbox again, bemoaning the lack of adequate flood defences, somehow putting it down to an insurge of benefits scrounging immigrants, while handing out packs of sausages, black puddings, ham and haggises. Avoiding making eye contact, we hurry past the baying throng. Our beer garden lies in disarray, tangled shell eggs and brown umbrellas.
Crossing the threshold, we are overwhelmed to find our neighbours whom we've never actually spoke to.
Human Pyramids are a 14-piece ensemble of accordions, chimes, a full brass section, video game synths, as you can hear there, all arranged by Scotland's Paul Russell. He dropped me a line, Paul did, said, thanks for the support on the last album, Stuart. Boxing Day is the single, but play whatever you want from Power Pose by Human Pyramids. Well, I did play Boxing Day, and I hope you enjoyed it. So this is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Thanks for joining me, especially if it's your first time. Where have you been? Anyway, tonight we've got tracks from an actual cassette compilation. We've got Momus, Can, Venezuelan Electronica from Miguel Noya, a live freak session from Anna Meredith, and I'll also be talking to the great Helge Sten, a.k.a. Death Prod, about his first solo album in 15 years, Dark, Norwegian Electronica. And my featured album, well, it's something of a curio. I popped into King B Records, the excellent King B in Chorlton last week, and picked up, as it was very cheap there, a copy of the 8th album by Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, Unconditionally Guaranteed. It's something of a curio, because amongst purists, it's regarded as one of his worst records and one of his straightest records. But I thought just that really made it Freak Zone friendly. I asked around on social media to you guys, you children of the zone, what you thought about this being a featured album, and the response is really interesting. I got, for instance, Chris said, what about this is a jumping off point for When Weird Bands Go Straight thread. I love it, actually, in particular upon the My Oh My. I know it's quite conventional by Beefheart standards, but it's still freakier than the most avant-garde efforts of most others. Carl Richard Aylott, I think, was that last comment. Viv Bartlett said, fine by me to play Unconditionally Guaranteed. And Tall Heath, says, I've never found a way into Captain Beefheart, so this might help, as opposed to supporting the converted who don't need help. Good point. So, we're going to play some tracks from Unconditionally Guaranteed as our featured album for tonight, starting with the track that was mentioned there, Upon the My Oh My.
The next was dead. The stakes were low, the stakes were high, upon the mile line. Hands low, hands high, ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Hands low, hands high, upon the mile line. How was I to know she was so shy?
Tony's Freak Zone.
This is Six Music.
Magic bee in the sunshine. magic being you and me, magic being every hour, darling, you're with me. Magic being magic, magic being music, magic being love, magic being every flower that I give to you. Yes, magic bee, I'll hand you a magic flower, I'll give you a magic key. Magic is a lover, just like you and me. Magic being magic, magic being sunshine, magic being moonlight, magic being you and me. Magic being every hour, darling, you're with me. Magic being magic, magic being music, magic being love, magic being every flower that I give to you. Yes, magic bee, I'll hand you a magic flower, I'll give you a magic key. Magic is a lover, just like you and me. Yes, magic bee.
Tim Worthington says it was one of the first of his albums I ever heard. It's fair to say I've always had a soft spot for it. And the fact that he basically disowned it makes it weirdly worthy of attention. He was talking about, Tim, Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band's Unconditionally Guaranteed of 1974. You just heard Upon the My Own My, followed by Magic Bee. Yeah, afterwards, the band effectively sacked Beefheart by quitting. He said, well, they were increasingly disenchanted, I guess, with the fact that they didn't make any money. Apparently they were subsisting on food stamps and donations from their parents. And of course, with Beefheart's bullying and tyrannical control, he himself came to hate it as well, and said he would give people, he said people should ask for their money back. But you know what? I don't think it's that bad. And it is an interesting album to see someone who was weirder and would be weirder again, trying to work some riffs on a kind of more conventional blues rock sound. Anyway, you can make your own mind up. More tracks from Unconditionally Guaranteed later on. It's our featured album.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music. Amongst all the noise and the hurly-burly, 6 Music Breakfast remains the soft place to land.
Pete says that it's always struck me that wood pigeons are intrinsically programmed with the beat to John Carpenter's Escape from New York.
Oh! Hang on, just once more, just for me.
Yeah, right, okay, Pete.
The 6 Music Breakfast Show.
Yes, mate.
With Lauren Laverne.
Fill your morning with interesting and inspiring people.
I was just so excited to be in a studio making an album. I couldn't quite believe it.
And glorious music.
One, two, three, four.
The tunes are immense.
This is Lauren Laverne.
Every weekday morning from 7:30
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Thank you.
couple of tracks there from Fluorescence. Cassette Works 1987 to 1992. A cassette-only compilation of this label. You just heard Operation Mind Control and CIA. And before it, Neil Scriven and Secretive Sequentials. Fortunately, you did send me download codes. Otherwise, it would have been rather difficult in these new high-tech BBC to find a working cassette player. But thank you anyway. That's from a new compilation, as I say. Cassette Works 1987-1992 by Fluorescence. Still to come, more from Unconditionally Guaranteed, that interview with Death Prod, music from Momus, Alex Zawadki and Frank Zappa in a moment, but first, here's the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
6:30, I'm Catherine Cracknell. With just a few days of campaigning left before Thursday's general election, the parties have been trying to push home their key messages. Boris Johnson's highlighted his pledge to reduce low-skilled migration. The Liberal Democrats said they'd invest £50 billion on infrastructure projects outside the southeast of England. And Labour concentrated on its pledge to build a national care service that would provide free personal care for older people. Police are questioning a 41-year-old man on suspicion of a racially aggravated public order offence following reports of racist chanting at yesterday's Manchester derby. The construction firm Kia said it had suspended one of its employees in connection with the incident. Sanjay Bhandari, who's chairman of the anti-racism campaign Kick It Out, says it's still widespread in the sport.
It's a massive challenge, and it's not just a football challenge. This is a social and societal challenge, and football obviously has its part to play. I think Manchester City have acted very swiftly, and we applaud that. And actually, the supporters acted swiftly. We were inundated with complaints. So I think football is taking action.
The puppeteer who played the Sesame Street character Big Bird, Carol Spinney, has died in the US. He was 85. Sesame Workshop, which makes the show, called him an artistic genius who helped define Sesame Street. He also played Oscar the Grouch. Football, and Leicester City made it 8 wins in a row with a 4-1 victory at Aston Villa. The win moves them back to within 8 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool. After the game, the Leicester manager, Brendan Rodgers, said he was pleased for his players.
It was a brilliant performance. I thought from the first whistle we wanted to attack the game. Dean's team at home are very strong. You know, they make it really, really difficult for you. And with the crowd and everything, we knew this was going to be a tough game, but our approach in the game was very good.
Elsewhere, Celtic beat Rangers 2-1 to win the Scottish League Cup. That's Six Music News. The next update is at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
The mystery man came over and he said, "I'm out of sight." He said, "For a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me." But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me."
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do but the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, "You might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too." And I said,
"Don't waste your time.
troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out, so take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got the crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down. Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you can make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on.
From the album Apostrophe, Cosmic Debris by Frank Zappa. This is the Freak Zone on BBC Six Music, and you probably don't need me to tell you that Frank Zappa was a big mate and musical co-conspirator of Captain Beefheart. Well, Captain Beefheart and his magic band's Unconditionally Guaranteed is our featured album for tonight. Here's another couple of tracks in a moment. Full Moon, Hot Sun. This is Happy Love Song.
I'm melody. Six Music.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Drummer Art Tripp of the Magic Band said, when we finally got our albums back, we were horrified. As we listened, it was though every song was worse than the one which preceded it. I can't help thinking that some of the Magic Band's feelings about this record are slightly coloured by the objectionable behaviour of the captain himself towards them. But that was Full Moon Hot Sun, before it Happy Love Song, from Unconditionally Guaranteed by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. As is the nature of these things, those two albums, this and then its successor, Blue Jeans and Moonbeams, which at the time were regarded as kind of failures and flops, are now, of course, being reassessed and people starting to come round to them. But anyway, there'll be more from it a bit later on.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
There she goes, my beautiful world. Inspiration is all around us and art is everywhere.
Art is everywhere.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's our annual celebration of art. And this year, what an incredible show.
Marianne Hobbs. Live from the Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate.
Talking to Turner Prize winner Mark Leckie, performance artist Theo Adams, local girl Gemma Kearney, and extraordinary live music too from Ava and Erland Cooper.
Art is everywhere.
Listen now on BBC Sounds. And also on Sounds, the Art is Everywhere playlist. 2 hours of music curated by this year's Turner Prize nominees.
Sex music.
This is Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
BBC Radio 6
Music.
The Norwegian ambient drone legend Death Prod released his first solo album in over 15 years earlier this year. It's called The Culting Disc. It's marvellous. It's magnificent. It's definitely one of my albums of the year. It might have been my very album of the year, but it was considered a little out there for daytime play in that section of the Six Music schedule. Well, he launched it in the rarefied surroundings of Oslo's fantastic opera house in November, and I spoke to him shortly after that show. How did the show go at the Opera House?
It went very well. It's really a special occasion and a special venue, so yeah. It was really, really nice.
A beautiful building there on the water, and I bet your music in that surrounding sounded incredible.
Yeah, it's... I always find it important to have a room of a certain size to do this music.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit in a club or a smaller space. It needs a big space to resonate, I think.
Yes. Unfortunately, I had a show of my own, otherwise I would very much like to have been there, but never mind. Next time.
Yes.
Now, when I say next time, I might have to wait, because, Helga, we've had to wait 14 years for a new Death Prod record?
Yeah, it's it might even be 15.
15,
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
My obvious question then is, why so long?
Well, it just takes time to work with this particular music.
Okay.
And it's also good to take that time and to let things develop over time and kind of have various influences coming to you through that whole process.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't been working with the album for 15 years, obviously.
Of course. No, you've been doing other things. You've been making records of different ways, super silent, etc. But so has it been, have you been adding to it slowly, gradually over 15 years, or did you, when you decided to make it, did you work more quickly than that?
Well, the kind of oldest recording on the album is a few years old, but I started to work very actively in 2016 to kind of shape the album, or I kind of started to see that this was going in the direction of actually becoming an album.
It is one of the most powerful and extraordinary records one will ever hear, I think. I think it is a fantastic record, Occulting Disc. It has a mood and a feeling quite unlike any other. What were you trying to achieve, a specific mood or feeling or intent with this music?
Well, throughout the process of working with the album, it became harder and harder to kind of ignore the surroundings and the ongoing politics everywhere.
Yeah.
I started to feel heavily immersed into this kind of fascist infrastructure.
Mm.
And that kind of shaped the mood, I think, of the album.
Yeah. It's described as an anti-fascist ritual. It's a reaction then, a positive and maybe even angry reaction to what the world is like.
Well, for me, it became a tool to kind of deal with what is going on around me. And I think I'm not the only person who has that kind of sensation that you kind of need some sort of tool to deal with this.
Yeah.
And that is why the album kind of took the shape it took.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Occulting Disc. Can you say a little more about that title? What for an English audience that might mean?
Well, it's it's a device you have in a telescope, so you can black out a very bright object, so
right.
You can see what's behind it. So you have to black out a very bright object to be able to kind of see what's really going on behind it. And I think that's kind of fitting of what is going on around us today.
Okay.
We need some sort of tool to kind of see what is actually going on.
Your background, actually, Helge, is in fine art, isn't it? You studied fine art in Trondheim, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And is that still... I mean, is that as important an influence on your work as sound?
Yes, I would say so. It's... often when I make music, I think of it as kind of more like sculptural work.
Mm-hmm.
So having to shape something from a big piece of rock, that is kind of more relevant for me as a reference than other music, I think.
In the past, you've described your system, or your working system, as Audio Virus. Could you say a little about what that is for people who might not know? And does that apply to this record?
Yes, I think it does. I have never really played an ordinary instrument,
right.
even though I kind of utilize ordinary instruments from time to time. But my main instrument is more the kind of electronic music studio.
Yeah.
So actually, input source is not that important. It's more about the whole chain of processing and shaping the sound.
Yeah. And I was sorry not to be at the Opera House, but does it take on a different dimension when you listen in a big room live to when I might listen alone with headphones? Are they two different experiences?
Yes, I would say so. But I am actually really very fond of recorded music,
mm-hmm.
and that someone can take a piece of music into the environment they choose, I think, is very
it's
a very exciting idea. So and then you can choose when you want to listen, how you want to listen, and it becomes a very kind of a personal experience, which I like a lot.
That's interesting. You don't mind how people listen. I know some artists are very dictatorial, if I can use that word, about how people listen. You don't mind?
No, I think music often invites you into a space,
mm-hmm.
and if you ignore it, you aren't really listening. So it's, I think people are kind of good at going into it in whatever situation they are in. It's good that you can experience music in a private place, I think.
Be any more live performances, do you think?
Yes, there's some coming up next year, actually. So I'm not really sure how many of these have been announced, but I think CTM in Berlin has been announced, so that's one for sure. Yeah,
great. Hopefully you might come here as well. That would be great.
It's in the works, but it's not fully in motion yet.
Okay. Yeah. And Super Silent, is that still an ongoing thing for you?
It is indeed. This last year has been very heavy on the whole death prod production, but we are usually in the recording studio one or two times each year, and so we're doing like a week's recording session, so we have a lot of new material which we haven't mixed yet, but we have some really kind of interesting projects that will come out.
Great.
Hopefully, maybe something next year.
Great. We look forward to that, and I look forward to, hopefully the announcements of some shows, occulting disc shows here. It is an extraordinary record, Helga. It's a fantastic record. I encourage everyone to seek it out, very much of these times. And I'll be over for Belam in February, end of February, so maybe if you're around, I can buy you a schnitt in Bar Robinet. So,
sure.
Lovely to talk to you, Helga. Thank you very much. It is fantastic stuff. It is not for the faint-hearted, but then that doesn't include you, does it, dear listener? Black Transit of Jupiter's Third Satellite from Occulting Disc by Death Prod. And many thanks to Helga, a.k.a. Death Prod. It's available now. The Anglo-Polish musician Alice Zawadzki, she's a vocalist, violinist, songwriter and composer. She's based in London now. She's got a lovely new album called Within You Is a World of Spring. I played the title track a couple of weeks ago. This is Twisty Moon. Twisty Moon from the current album Within You is a World of Spring by Alice Zawadki, and I'm enjoying that record very much indeed. I have also become slightly obsessed with a musician called Sid Rim, something from his latest album, after these words.
Six Music.
This Thursday is all about an incredible year of music. Six Music recommends day.
Discovering a new song that makes your heart race and your palms sweat.
Oh, I love it.
It's always a thrill, isn't it?
It's a wonderful thing.
A day dedicated to the best music from the past 12 months.
Wow, sending shivers down my spine.
Some marvellous records.
I am one human goosebump.
Time flies by till I'm sitting with the stars in our eyes.
Oh, we are so blessed, aren't we?
Really cracking racket, that.
Mwah. Chef's finger kiss special.
Six Music recommends day.
It's a beautiful thing.
All of our favourites from the year.
I live for moments like this.
All day, this Thursday.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This is Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
I think you're waiting for someone. And I think he's not gonna show. And there's this little place around the corner. Wanna go? Uptown, where the traffic is crazier. Uptown, where the people are racier. And the stage door is unlit. Uptown, I'm going up there just as I am. Gonna dance down the roof on the traffic jam. Uptown, 'cause I've got something that's itching me. And here's where I'm gonna scratch it. Appearing in the West End, Tottenham Hotspurs with Rolex handshakes and crocodile suntans. Appearing in the West End, Japs and prunes, cops and robbers, tats with faces like the Phantom of the Opera. Council house tats and cocktail bars, looking for a boyfriend. Appearing in the West End, fetus in the ditch, falcon down the pan, feasts in the dustbin. Appearing in the West End, Jump Street girl, watches that goal, my hungry blue eyes below. Appearing in the West End, if I could just speak Cantonese, you could be my best friend. Appearing in the West End, there's some great entertainment lined up for me on BBC One. But meet me at Shaftesbury Avenue, operating for fun, looking for a good time. Sophisticated sister, so much better than me. Meet me at Shaftesbury Avenue, talk to me, dance with me, make love with me, make me somebody. Shaftesbury Avenue, talk to me,
from Don't Stop the Night, the brilliant concluding track, Shaftesbury Avenue by Momus. And before it, Clemens Bacher is a free jazz drummer, actually, but makes records of Sid Rim that are kind of electronic-y, dancey, hip-hop-y, just really fascinating mixture of styles. I love his recent album, The Material, and that was a track from it called Zunda. Miguel Noya is a Venezuelan electronica artist who recorded a lot of music in the 80s and 90s. And there's a new compilation of his work called Canciones Intactas coming out in January on Phantom Limb. From it, this is Táctil. Thank you. Phantom Limb are putting out this excellent compilation of Miguel Noya's music, Canciones Intactas. The full album comes out early next year. That track was called Tactile. Still to come, one more track from Captain Beefheart and his magic band, Life Freaks from Anna Meredith. Some can after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
It's 9:30, I'm Catherine Cracknell. Politicians of all parties are trying to drive home their key messages in the final few days of campaigning for Thursday's general election. Boris Johnson's repeated his pledge to cut low-skilled migration. The Lib Dems say they'll spend £50 billion on infrastructure outside the South East. And Labour's concentrated on its plans for free personal care for older people. Our political correspondent Jonathan Blake says the latest polls suggest the Tories still have the edge.
Interesting, a few out today suggest broadly the trend we've seen over the last few days in this campaign, and that is that the Conservatives have a lead of about 10 percentage points over Labour. If the polls stay as they are, you could be looking at a significant majority for Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party, but there wouldn't need to be too much of a shift for that not to be the case and for another hung parliament.
Police in Northamptonshire are questioning a 13-year-old boy and a 27-year-old man on suspicion of murdering a woman who was stabbed in the street. Officers say the arrested man has serious injuries. Another 27-year-old man's been questioned on suspicion of his attempted murder. The American Defense Secretary Mark Esper has ordered a review of the screening process for foreign military in the US after a Saudi soldier killed three sailors at a Florida naval base on Friday. Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani was training at the Pensacola site. Rachel Rojas is an FBI special agent.
There are a number of Saudi students who were close to the shooter and continue to cooperate in this investigation. Their Saudi commanding officer has restricted them to base, and the Saudi government has pledged to fully cooperate with our investigation.
Carol Spinney, who played Big Bird in Sesame Street, has died aged 85. He was in the show for nearly 50 years. And Saudi Arabia will no longer require restaurants to have separate entrances for men and women and families. The restrictions have already been quietly eased in practice, with many places no longer enforcing segregation. That's Six Music News.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
became a big hit in Germany in the 70s when it was used as the theme tune for a German TV detective series, adaptations of the British detective stories featuring Francis Durbridge, and or rather written by Francis Durbridge. Spoon by Can from Eggy Bamiyazi, and that interestingly has been used on a recent brilliant British TV series called Guilt, which, if it's still at the iPlayer when you hear these words, I urge you to download. And also I should say that Ermin Schmidt, the great Ermin Schmidt of Can, I'll be playing some of his music next week and reporting back on a concert that he did at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. Let's have another track, a final track from Unconditionally Guaranteed by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. This is The Day. This is The Day from 1974's Unconditionally Guaranteed by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. I think you can guess at some of the motives for making this record, and the fact that the captain is clutching some money rather avariciously on the sleeve. Didn't do him any good. It's still stalled at about 100 and odd on the Billboard chart, but it's been our featured album for tonight. Something of a curio and a talking point from his canon, Unconditionally Guaranteed. Life Freaks now on the 29th of October. Anna Meredith, great friend of this show, recorded a session for Marianne. And this from it is Sawbones. That's a great example of that trope that Anna uses brilliantly, of the ever-ascending, like someone going around one of those MC Escher never-ending staircases, isn't it? That was live for Mary Ann on the 29th of October, and we pinched it for our Live Freaks segment of the show. Anna Meredith from her current album, Fibs. That is a track called Sawbones. Something else from that new Mushroom Records compilation, Spaced Out, after these words.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
The reviews are in, and they are extremely good.
This is Sean Keaveney.
Who says that there's nothing going on this show? Couldn't be more wrong. It's madness, this end.
There's loads of going on here, I tell you.
Drink at 6 Music's Oasis of Silliness.
Je veux voyager à travers l'univers avec vous.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's all about patience.
It's a waiting game.
Yes, 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 yes!
Sean Keaveney.
Securing the comforting sound of the rotor blades as your pilot captures you to your volcanic lair.
Every weekday afternoon from 1.
It's a chaotic mix of music and ephemera, isn't it? What more do you want, eh?
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Cause me all this pain, destitute in every.
for tuning in to the great.
From a song cycle called War Work by Michael Nyman and band, eight songs with film. That was The Effects of Gas. And before it, recorded apparently in a North London church because they wanted a proper church organ on it. That was according to Record Mirror at the time. Phelios Andromeda. And that is another track, a single called Meditations, that's included on this new compilation of the British psychedelic label Mushroom. It's called Spaced Out and it's out now. And that is about it from us for this week. Don Letts is next. You can listen to this week's playlist at the BBC Sounds app. It's an hour's worth of tracks from Richard Fearless, founder of Death in Vegas. And he's got a new record called Deep Rave Memory. I'll leave you with something from that, Vision of You. Good night.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the BBC Music Introducing Mixtape.
6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Right now, it's Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.